Welcome everybody to the Juice Box. All right, I'm your host, Coach John Willis, and I want to welcome everybody to the Juice Box. Today we got a great topic going. Let's just get ready to ride. Today we're going to talk about the culture of summer basketball. AAU basketball and youth sports, and then we'll get into our inspirational segment where we're talking about staying woke. So this should be a great show, and I'm looking forward to it. So let's pay a couple bills and let's get back in it for the ride out. Have you ever wondered, how can I get my program better? Are you a supervisor wondering how you can motivate your staff? Are you a program director wondering how you can get your coaches to buy in and to improve your culture? Well, look no further. Visit www.coachjohnwillis.com. He is the leader in motivational training, team building, and culture establishment. Now, make sure you go visit today, www.coachjohnwillis.com, for more info. Or you can shoot us an email at coachjohnwillis@gmail.com for more information today. We look forward to hearing from you soon. Let's go be great together. All right, welcome back, everybody. Let's get this party going. Now, today I want to reach out and I want to talk to you guys about something that I have noticed and I have observed. As a basketball player, dating back until my time in the fifth grade is when I started playing basketball. I want to talk a little bit more about my high school experience. So, I grew up in Jacksonville, Florida, beautiful Jacksonville, Florida, and we played summer ball at Mandarin High School. We practiced Monday through Friday, and I believe we played, one night a week. And that was probably for about 6 or 7 weeks, and then at the end of that, we always went to a team camp. Whether it was University of Florida, that's where we went a couple times. A couple times we went to South Florida, down in Tampa, and that was really it. So you practiced a lot more times than you played games, and the summertime was used to really work on your skills and develop like how to play the game of basketball. And that's how I grew up, and that's what I believe. You call me old school, old fashioned, but that's what I believe, and I think that works. Now, there was something called AAU at that time. And so there were some players that played club ball, but to be honest with you, it was for the best of the best, I thought, at that particular time. So, there were a couple teams, like the Lee Bulls were the best team in the area for sure. There were the Doctors, there were the Jacksonville Knicks. And, a tier down from that were like the Nighthawks. And, that's really about it, And, those kids were playing in different tournaments. They were doing a little traveling here and there and going to play out of town, going to Vegas to play and going to, Atlanta to play and going to Orlando to play and all these places. And that was for them. AAU basketball, I feel at that time, really catered to that 2% of kids that go to college and play basketball on college scholarships. And, here's the problem. There's a superhero mentality now that says, I know the numbers, but the numbers impact everybody except me. So, in other words, put it this way, 98% of high school basketball players do not play basketball in college. That means only 2% play basketball in college. Now, mathematically speaking, you know, there is the NCAA. They have Division I, Division II, Division III. Division III doesn't even have scholarships. There is NAIA. They have some scholarships. And there's junior college. And, you know, they have some scholarship money. They kind of split up however they need to get the pieces that they need on their team. So, and being on the coaching side of things and seeing like how budgets work and how much roster turnover there is, you know, for example, in the state of Oregon, where I live, there are four Division I institutions. And in those four Division I institutions, Oregon State, Oregon, Portland State, and University of Portland Pilots, combined, there were 8 roster spots. 8 that opened this year. There were 8 roster spots that opened this year, combined of all 4 schools. Now, here's the irony. There are 7,000 high school boys basketball players in the state of Oregon alone. I'm going to say that again. There are 8 spots that will come open this spring this summer for Division I colleges in the state of Oregon. There are 7,000 high school boys basketball players this year alone. Now, what also is ironic is one of those kids, Charles Jones, is going to University of Portland, who is a transfer. And you don't understand this, but basketball, first off, most kids coming out of high school are not ready to play college basketball because most high schools don't even play on a shot clock. So the speed of the game, the strength of the game is so much faster and so much bigger than the high school game. So most kids are not ready to come in and play as true freshmen. And those kids that are ready to come in and play as true freshmen are often recruited by major Division I powerhouse schools. We call them one and dones. Usually, most other kids need a year, if not a year and a half, of being in a college setting, you know, getting used to the workouts, lifting weights, because most high school facilities, you got to understand this. Most high school facilities don't prepare you or cannot offer you what you need to play at the next level. Again, this is what I'm saying. There's a study that came out from the Oregonian. That's a newspaper, a local newspaper here in Oregon. And it showed how in the last 4 years, there are 69 kids from the state of Oregon who are playing basketball on any roster at any level. 69 kids. So that means if there are 69 kids and the state of Oregon puts out 7,000 kids a year, that would mean that is 28,000 kids. 28,000 kids have graduated and only 69 are playing. That is 0.02%. So that's less than 1%. It's 0.02%. 0.024% of kids who play in Oregon who are actually on a roster. You know, so that is interesting to say the least. So that's the point, though. You know, this AAU club ball, this AAU club ball, it breeds a superhero feeling. In other words, first off, there are people who play AAU basketball that can't even make their high school team. Let's Make that a fact. Then there are so many AAU teams. You know, you're talking at least on the low end, you know, 15 to 20 in a city. In a major city, you could have 100 AAU teams. Just because people have players and they get kids and they're like, hey, come play with us this weekend. No, I'm not with you that weekend, but I'm gonna play with you this weekend because I got friends and buddies. So there's no chemistry built. You aren't running anything. It's like some organized park ball with a couple of officials. So it's terrible to watch. It's horrible to watch. Just being honest. And this is the interesting fact is everybody's sold on, hey, college coaches will be there. College coaches will be there. Coaches are coming to watch. And if the truth be told, the AAU setup is beneficial to recruiting because you get teams from multiple places in one area. So that is beneficial to a college coach. However, there are so many teams. The talent pool is so diluted because there are so many teams and there's such a level of entitlement in AAU culture, in this whole club basketball culture. There's such a level of entitlement. And by entitlement, what I mean is you're promised something. So you got all these kids who are coming to play because they want to get looks. They want to get offers from colleges. And what I don't understand is this. When a college finally does look at you, some of you don't even respond because it's not the level of college that you wanted to go to. Like, do you understand? If a single college reaches out to you, you have already beat the odds. You have already won the lottery. You know, and there's this mentality that, you know, here's the truth about the mentality. The mentality is this. You're playing to be seen. You're not coming to be coached. You're not. Because you don't want the corrective, you don't want the constructive criticism or to be corrected. What you want is a ball to be put in your hands and turned loose, and you want to dribble it 8 or 9 times and then jack up a step back 3 or fly into the lane and fall down and miss the layup. And I can guarantee you that's not going to be anybody's college system. Another thing that this is doing, it creates an elitist mentality. And I think an elitist mentality in club basketball can create some division on your high school team. Because if you're not around for the high school season, but you're out there playing on this club team, then it's like, you know, do these people even really care about you? Do they even really have your best interest at heart? Because ultimately, as a program director, the truth is there are a lot of club teams whose in-game goal is to get kids college scholarships. And that's how they're measuring success. So if they are getting kids scholarships because of this superhero entitlement mentality, word spreads and people are going to say, well, I'm going to take my kid over here to said place because said place is getting people college scholarships. And if that's the case, then they're going to go over there. But are you really playing high school basketball to get a college scholarship? Because that's less than 2%. That is less than 2%. I'm sorry, but everybody's not going to be a millionaire. They're not. Everybody's not going to own a Fortune 500 company. I'm sorry, they are not. There are some people, there are lots of people who do not own Fortune 500 companies, who do not make millions of dollars every year, but however, they still make a quality of life. They make good money and they have a quality of life. Listen, you are supposed to be, and this is just my interpretation, okay? It's just little old me. But you are supposed to be playing sports to learn concepts that you can apply to your adult life. Number one, perseverance. You got to deal with some adversity. What you deal with in sport, what they tell us in sport, there's always somebody bigger, stronger, faster, better. Well, you got to persevere through that. Meaning somebody's going to whoop you at some point and you may lose. But then what do? Do you give up? Do you throw in the towel or do you keep playing? Or do you execute better? The same thing in life. What are you going to do when your job cuts back hours? Are you going to quit? You going to quit on your family? Absolutely not. That's not an option. What you have to do is persevere and find another stream of income. Why do we tell you to be on time to practice? Because if you can't be on time to your job, you're going to lose your job. Simple as that. So I think that we have to really reel back and get something understood. If you are an AAU coach and or program director, and you are not a college head coach at a scholarship institution, then you cannot get a kid a scholarship. That is a lie from the pits of hell. And you need to tell the truth and shame the devil. Because that's the truth. Last thing I'm going to say about this topic is this. I think that our kids are playing too much. I was listening on SportsCenter last night, and they were talking about this team of this ninth grade team that's played 72 games this summer. 72 games this summer. That's ridiculous. That's horrible. And the point is, that's so bad because playing so many games takes value off of each game. And you get rid of the time in order to practice. And the reason that you need to practice is so that you can learn how to play the game. Yes, I'm all for game repetition. I understand that. You need reps in the game because the game is live. You need to mix it up with other people as well. I understand that. But if you have a bunch of bad habits, which is what a lot of kids do, they have a lot of bad habits, and all that you do is play games, then you're not getting better. You're not. I'm sorry. You're absolutely not. So I think we're playing too much. But I want to hear from you guys. Let me know what you think. And we're going to pause for a moment. We'll be right back with our last segment for the day. But make sure you reach out to me. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Facebook. Coach Jonathan L. Willis. Instagram, Coach John Willis, Twitter, Coach J _ Willis. Reach out to me. Let me know what you guys think. I want to hear from you. All right. In our last segment today, there's a term that's out there right now that's called stay woke. And the last segment of each show, I try to give you a nugget of inspiration, something that you could take and hold on to. And that is this for today. The next time you go to a grocery store, be it Fred Meyer, Walmart, whatever it is that you shop at, Target, etc. Shout out to all those companies. In case you ever want to sponsor the juice box, there it is. Think about this. You have two options when you get to, actually you have three options. The first option you have is to go to a cash register where there is a cashier working. The second option you have is self-checkout. A lot of those stores now, the third option is you can order your stuff online and it can either be delivered to you or you can pick it up for somebody. So I want you to think about going through the self-checkout line and what that does in the self-checkout line. It is convenient, yes. Oftentimes it moves faster, yes. That's absolutely correct. Cannot argue that. However, I want to give you something else to think about. The more you go through the self-checkout line, the more you are saying we do not need people working the cashier. You are also saving these companies money on wages. Understand this. You don't get a discount in going through the self-checkout line. There's no 10% off because you went through self-checkout. It's not. Not at all. It's regular price. And the point that I have, the problem that I have with that is this. Somebody needs to ring up the groceries because that gives somebody a job. That is taking away employment. You're replacing a human with a machine. The machine doesn't need a break. The machine doesn't need health insurance. The machine doesn't need benefits. The machine doesn't call in sick. So from a business standpoint, I understand it. But from a consumer standpoint, I'm going to challenge you to spend your dollar, the most powerful thing that you have, spend your dollar with companies that take care of their employees. And cutting jobs, I can't get behind that. Because if everybody just wants to go through self-checkout, then you're going to eliminate the need for having cashiers, thus putting somebody else out of a job. So, if you are saying that you are woke, but you are going through the self-checkout, you might want to rethink that statement. All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening today. As always, this is the Juice Box. And we appreciate you coming to check us out. Big ups to Kai. Big ups to Preston. Those are my boys. I love them both dearly. And shout out to Max Hoops and Dr. Bethany Nutrition, Convoy Basketball, Hankerson Photography. You know, shout out to everybody. Everybody who's doing something positive, man. Shout out to Leadership Surge. Shout out to my boy Brandon Williams in Florida doing his thing. Mike Jack Music. You know, shout out to everybody. Shout out to every entrepreneur out there. Everybody that I know that's got something going. Shout out to favorite clothing designer, Adam Lil Dirty Brooks. Ain't no hold on. Shout out to WTU. Wholesale to You Apparel. Erica True and the crew doing their thing. Big ups to them. Hopefully everybody have a blessed and safe week, and we'll see you this weekend at the Exclusive in Las Vegas. All right. Hopefully everybody have a good weekend. And yes, please be sure to hit us up. Contact me at the show. You can respond via right here on the podcast. you can shoot me an email, coachjohnwillis@gmail.com. You can hit me up Instagram @MoMinutes or @CoachJohnWillis, Twitter, CoachJ_Willis, or Facebook. Obviously, you're seeing this. You had to click on the link to get to it. Send us a message. Anything you got a question on, anything, any topic that you want us to talk about on the show, feel free to reach out. Thank you. God bless.